This is VOA News via remote. I am Diane Roberts. Britain's latest Conservative Party leader has ended a short tenure as Prime Minister, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned, bowing to the inevitable, after a tumultuous six-week term in which her policies triggered turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion in her party obliterated her authority. She says, "I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected." Just a day earlier, Truss had vowed to stay in power, saying she was a fighter and not a quitter. Her departure leaves a divided party seeking a leader who can unify its warring factions. Charles de la Desma, London.
World reaction to Truss's resignation. U.S. President Joe Biden said, quote, "The United States and the United Kingdom are strong allies and enduring friends," end quote. And he says that fact will never change. French President Emmanuel Macron said, quote, "We want, above all else, stability. On a personal level, I am always sad to see a colleague go," end quote. And London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who is a political opponent of the outgoing prime minister and away at a summit out of the country, said, quote, "Had I known that organizing the summit could lead to the resignation of the UK PM, I'd have organized it sooner," end quote. Ukraine is restricting power use Thursday in response to Russian attacks that damaged parts of the country's electrical infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged people to conserve energy in an address late Wednesday. He said the government was working to create, quote, mobile power supply points for critical infrastructure in cities and villages. A fire broke out at a building housing Ukrainian refugees in eastern Germany, police said Thursday, adding they were investigating the case as arson. Police say the people who live there were able to evacuate unhurt. This is VOA News. 14 people drowned when an overloaded passenger vessel capsized in northwest Nigeria, a local official said Thursday, in the country's latest boat-related accident. The victims, 11 men and 3 women, were traveling for an event marking the birth of Prophet Muhammad on Tuesday when the accident happened. An official said 10 other passengers were rescued by local divers. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Wendy Sherman will discuss North Korea's recent missile launches, along with other issues of regional security, including China and Taiwan, at meetings with her Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Tokyo next week. This, according to a senior State Department official, Thursday. A U.S. judge says former President Donald Trump knew his voter fraud claims were false. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A federal judge says that former President Donald Trump signed legal documents after the 2020 election that included voter fraud claims he knew were inaccurate. U.S. District Court Judge David Carter wrote in an 18-page opinion just released that the emails between Trump and attorney John Eastman show efforts to submit false claims in federal court for the purpose of delaying the counting of the electoral vote on January 6, 2021. The judge ordered the release of additional emails between Trump and Eastman to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He said the emails cannot be withheld because they include evidence of potential crimes. The judge ordered Eastman to give the documents to the committee by the afternoon of October 28th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new report finds a dramatic COVID-related rise in pregnancy-related deaths for U.S. mothers. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The pregnancy-related death rate in the U.S. has been rising for decades, and government data released Wednesday finds an 80% increase, rising from 658 such reported deaths in 2018 to 1,178 last year. The virus was a factor in nearly a quarter of such deaths reported in 2021 and disproportionately affected Black and Hispanic women. Doctors say expectant women who contract the virus face elevated health risks. The percent of preterm and low-weight babies also went up, and more pregnant and postpartum women were reporting signs of depression. I'm Jennifer King.
An Iranian woman has turned down the gold medal she won for jewelry making at a global vocational skills contest in protest at the oppression of women at home, a human rights activist said Thursday, while raising concerns about her safety. The protest in Geneva follows unrest ignited by the death last month of Mahsa Amini in the custody of Iran's morality police. And recapping our top story, Britain's latest Conservative Party leader, Liz Truss, has ended a short tenure as prime minister. Diane Roberts, VOA News.